This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Well, we've got Guy Sebastian on the line who has, I mean, has any album given you more radio singles than this one, Guy? This truth has been kind.
The truth has set me free musically. It really has. It's been good. 7 singles. So this is the 7th one, which is pretty unheard of for me. I think for most artists, you sort of milk an album for 3 singles. And I was kind of done after the last one. Like, the last one was just like, I sort of released it as a bit of a tempo fun song. And so, you know, a few of them were kind of ballads, and then I wanted to release a couple of fun ones. And then this one, I was basically not begged, but like my manager, my A&R guy, and a few people who work the project, they're like, we can't close this project off without releasing Believer. It's a lot of their favourite song on the album. And so I was like, all right, we'll release it. And it was actually nice because I've been doing promo the last couple of days, but today was the first time it was played on radio. So I sort of, it's such a nice feeling to hear it on radio.
Beautiful. Does Jules have a quota? Like, if my husband was a famous singer, I'd be like, every album needs to have one song that's specifically about me, and you need to include a reference to my eye colour so people know it's not about your ex. Like, it's definitely about me. Does she have that as part of the prenup?
she hasn't set me any quotas, thank goodness. But I think the quota is set. The quota is kind of set by my lack of any other long term relationships. I've had girlfriends in the past, but Jules is my only like long term relationship. So I'm sort of bound to her, writing about her just based on experience. It's either about Jules or it's about like family or close mates and all their dramas with their own relationships.
So next time, if with the next album the lead singer is like, you know, riding with my hoe, and it's got some like dirty stories in there, we'll know it's definitely about Jules.
Oh no, that's like, about Jules. He's definitely about it. We all know. She might be nice in cocktail hour and all these little recipes that she's putting out, but we all know she's a freak. She radiates freak.
It's all a ruse. It's a lie. I also need to say congratulations on The Voice. I mean, you go into any new project, not new project, but like any new season or something like this, and you think, oh, I hope it rates. I mean, are you just a little bit stoked that every day it's like breaking a million again? That's pretty great.
Yeah, look, I haven't been involved in it. I mean, it's pretty rare for a show to do that now. Like, but I think we've got to put it down to, I mean, firstly, it was absolutely flogged through the Olympics. Like, Channel 7 did an amazing job. Like, if you were watching any Olympics and you don't know The Voice is on, then you must obviously not watch any commercials.
That's true.
It was flogged. Properly flogged. But also, I think just the you know, they really got the panel, like just the flow between us, right? Like
totally.
I think last year we were trying to film during a pandemic, and it just was really tough. Like, I think Nine did a good job of trying their best to put on a show when you had George and Kelly on a plasma screen, like with a delay, with no live audience. And so I think, you know, the panel did it the best it could, but it was just, there was zero vibe to work off. Imagine you are an artist and you're on stage and you're singing to zero audience. So when you nail something, there's no one going, woo!
Have you been paying attention with no crowd? So no one's like, the crew are trying really hard to laugh loudly at the jokes, but it's never quite the same. Like, you don't know if it's you were funny or not. You're like, was that good? I don't know. It's so cringe.
Telling jokes without an audience is just mind-blowing.
Like, everyone else is trying to be like, ha, 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 that was a... I can't laugh that much with the baby. It hurts. Guy, you've brought joy and happiness.
We'll see you again soon. Am I one of your last?
Yeah, you are definitely one of my last. Can you believe that? Two more weeks of the show and then I'm done.
Well, we will miss you and your time. And when you come back, we'll be cheering.
Thanks, matey. Can't wait. If I don't have a job in a year, I'll be calling you up for a favour, okay?
Make sure you get all the sleep you can right now.
I will, don't you worry. It's the only advice I keep getting over and over again, so it must be true. Good on you, matey. Give our love to Jules and boys, and stay safe. Bye.
Will do. Bye.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.